Well, chatting once again with Hawks Associate General Manager Dana Dirks, who's been busy over the last couple of weeks, obviously with Tadcos and staff following spring camp, and getting some, you know, some letter of intent signed for guys trying to force their way onto this Hawks hockey club. We talked about Colton Scott, a goaltender, and Tiernan Ryan, a forward earlier this, you know, this month, Dana, but Clayton Nesbitt is a D-man, 18 years old now out of Calgary. Not an offensive guy, but, you know, to someone that I think you guys hope will help keep the puck out, you know, when this guy suits up for you.
Yeah, you know, he kind of had a little bit of an unfortunate year this year. You know, he had an injury at the Circle K tournament. I think it was game one, and that was kind of it. And so he battled, you know, the whole second half, just getting healthy, and you know, with an injury like that, and you know, you break an ankle or whatever, and it's tough to come back, especially as a D-man. And you know, he got himself back, and didn't just get himself back. He got himself back, and he went kind of straight into the lineup in the league finals, and looked real good. You know, solid guy, good skater, uses his body well, great stick in the defensive zone. You know, somebody that I think is going to, you know, really fit what the coaching staff is looking for in the defensive zone for us in the cage.
Yeah, we kind of, like we were talking last when we talked about Tiernan Ryan there, you're going into the season different, right, with, you know, so many roster spots essentially full with the amount of guys that could come back. How did that change your guys' mindset when it comes to making sure, you know, did you want to just make sure you had guys that could come into this team?
Yeah, obviously, you know, with so many guys that are available to come back to us, we're really looking to, you know, just fill certain spots and roles this year versus last year. We had to, you know, basically fill out an entire team almost. You know, so part of that is, you know, making sure that we, A, don't leave ourselves short, as, you know, the last few years we've, as everybody knows, in late August, we've had two or three guys bail off to other leagues and stuff and kind of leaves you short. And, you know, it happened again this year, and you kind of see that, you know, we finish up the year with 20 guys, and you know that you can't run in junior hockey anymore with smaller lineups. So we want to make sure that we get guys that are going to fit in and be able to roll in and out of the lineup and get some exposure and some development and not have to take on as big a role as these guys did this year for us. And, you know, it gives them a better opportunity to kind of blend into the lineup with a bunch of vets coming back for them this year and kind of learn the roles and you know, get the development and not just be kind of thrown right into the fire. And obviously he's a guy that comes in and, you know, he's going to be an easy guy to use in our, you know, our defensive zone and stuff and PK and things like that with his, you know, with the way he can defend, he'll, you know, he'll be a good guy there. And, you know, we probably got a roll with 8D this year and, you know, so we still have some that we have to sign here and you know, to fill out a lineup and probably run with 14, 15 forwards and 8 defensemen. And, you know, we haven't really played with a 24 or 25-man roster over the last few years, but, you know, we think that this is probably the way we're going to do it this year. So,
and just looking at his stats, he kind of looks like a player that could roll into that Cole Unger, Bo Eisner type, you know, role on the blue line for a top-end team like the Mustangs, right? You don't need a lot of points, but, you know, just, yeah, fits in nicely. And then you look at what that group's doing, right? So thanks for doing that, Dirksy, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dirksy. Take care, bud.